Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Edge God in podcast where we are championing human potential in Christ. My name is Dr. Estella Chavoux, and our subject today is seeking someone to devour. Are you woke? My co-host Lauren and I share these weekly podcasts based on God's Word and how we can help build a stronger personal relationship with Christ. For more information on Edge God In program and services, go to edge.godin.com. In my previous study, a couple of weeks ago, I spoke about temptation. And in digging deeper into the topic, I wanted to share a word on being sober and how that affects our awareness and our being mindful in Christ and of the devil. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour." But what does it mean to be sober? Well, to be sober, by definition, is to be free from intoxication and not be drunk, or to have or show a serious attitude. Sober is further translated from the Greek word to be sober, meaning to be calm, collected, have a good sense of judgment, wisdom, and be level-headed in times of stress. Regardless of which definition you choose, we can all agree that if one is drunk, they will have more than likely not have a good sense of judgment, wisdom, nor be level-headed, which is what the scripture is telling us we need to be. In Theologians 5:6-8, it says, "Let us not be like others who are asleep, and let us be awake and sober. Those who sleep, sleep at night. Those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and hope and salvation as a helmet." What God is telling us is that we need to stay focused on faith, love, and the hope of salvation. And the only way to do this is by being woke. God also tells us about the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet that signifies the hope of salvation. Paul calls our attention to the breastplate of righteousness and warns us that if we do not protect ourselves with righteousness, we open ourselves up to attack of the enemy and we fall into sin. So to be righteous means to obey God's commandments and live in an honorable way to Him. So the breastplate of righteousness actually fortifies the soul and preserves it from Satan's temptations. Remember and never forget that Satan seeks to devour us by constantly making his mischief, and so staying righteous defends the heart against wickedness. God's word also speaks to the helmet as part of the armor that covers the head. Now, during those times, the helmet was anointed with oil and believed to be a protection of God for those in the day of battle. And it was also a way to preserve God's people from being overcome by sin and Satan. So both the breastplate and the helmet are symbolic of protection and the protection God has over us. Unless we are sober in body and mind, we cannot be watchful either over ourselves or others, and we lose the protection against Satan and the evil world that we're living in, which leaves us vulnerable to sin and temptation. So what can we do to stay woke, as I call it, and not falling prey into Satan? There are four don'ts that I want to share with you. The first don't is don't get distracted. Distraction is the devil's biggest arsenal that he uses against us, and it keeps us out of the game. We need to stay in the game and we need to be more mindful. I talked about being mindful versus mindful, and mindful is focus, and mindful is distracted because we have all these things around us. So we need to constantly be mindful and not get distracted. The second thing is don't fall victim to discouragement. Discouragement is a way that the devil robs us of joy and undermines our faith. Rather than be discouraged, be encouraged because you've won the battle. The third thing is don't forget that Satan is the father of lies. The devil is the father of lies, and he delights in twisting the truth and confusing our view of who God is and how he works in our world. And last but not least, don't give way to doubt. Questions, hesitations, and doubts are common among us, especially with everything that's happening now as we prepare for Christ's coming. By staying in God's word, we increase our faith and understanding, and we decrease our doubt. Know that even though the devil is active in our world, Christ has conquered all the powers of evil. The devil's tools of distraction, discouragement, lies, and doubts are devious, but we recognize them by staying sober, and we overcome those through Jesus Christ. John 16:33 tells us, "In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. God has overcome the world." Sin will always, always be among us, yet it is overcome for the souls of any of God's elect who are safe in Christ's hands and out of the devil's reach. Remember, God is our friend, he's our future, and he's our protector. Heavenly Father, hear our voice, O Lord, and listen to our prayers for protection against the enemy. Please help us to recognize bad intentions by staying sober and watchful at all times. Don't let the false and hurting things we see in the world take away our faith, and help us to remember that you have overcome all of this. God, I know I can rely on you in all of my high times and my dark hours, and that you are my friend, protector, and savior. Thank you for the spirit of righteousness, the hope of salvation that protects us from the wages of sin. Amen. Thank you for listening in, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks.